But for now, let's get into our Lord's Supper service. And kids, I'm going to need your help. So if you'd like to come up the front now, that would be good. Yeah, I know you look like you just got comfortable, but come on down. Because I'm going to need you to do some exciting helping if this is to work. So you guys come on up. And as you do, I'll introduce what we're talking about. Can you guys start it? We need someone to start it, otherwise everyone feels a bit shy and they don't want to come. That's good. Yeah, come on down, that's it. Don't be shy. It's me, you know me. I'm just going to do something probably moderately crazy. I promise it'll be safe and all the rest of it. But today, the reason I need your help is because today we're going to be talking about finding valuable stuff. Okay? Because here's the thing. When you know that there is something that's very, very, very valuable around the place, you'll actually go to great lengths to try and find it. Okay, so one time, I'm going to be a bit history teacher here, one time in Australia where this happened was actually in Victoria in the days of the gold rush. Does everyone know where Victoria is? It's where Melbourne is. Everyone have been to Melbourne before? Yeah, been on a plane, gone to Melbourne. Yeah, well, that's in Victoria. And about 170 years ago, in the 1850s, someone found gold there. Found a whole heap of gold, and then boom, people from all over the world came to Victoria to try and get this gold. And they were living in these tents like that, and they were in the mud and the water, and they're digging, and they're working really hard to try and find as much of this gold because they knew it was there. So you had people come from all over the world because they wanted to find this valuable stuff. And here's an interesting fact. I didn't know this, but in 1850, the population of Melbourne was 29,000. Can you believe that? That's about the size of Kingborough currently. Not very many, is it? But by just 3 years later, after they found that gold in 1850, there was 123,000 people there. So it gives you a feel. Just people were like, wow, let's go get the gold. And everyone came. Because when you know there's valuable stuff to find, you work really hard to find it, don't you? Okay. Now, I thought I might test this theory out. So kids, I've actually hidden some gold. See this gold I've got here? Well, actually, it's not really gold. It's actually chocolate golden coin. So inside the gold, there's chocolate there, which maybe that's even better than gold. I don't know. Yeah? You like chocolate? Good. All right, so here's the challenge, okay? I've hidden 50 of these gold coins up behind that curtain, and in a minute, I'm going to get the curtain to open and the lights to go on, and you guys get to go find it. And if you can find all 50... then at the end, if it's okay with your mum and dad, you can come and see me at morning tea and I'll actually share my gold with you. Yeah, does that motivate you to find the gold or what? Yeah? Okay, but here's how it's going to work, right? Yeah, everyone's coming up now. Yeah, now that the gold's on offer, eh? Yeah. So here's the way it's going to work though, right? When you find a coin, you have to bring it to me and put it in my money box so that we can count it. All right, because we need to make sure we find all the coins, all right? So don't shove it in your pockets and run off with it. Come and put it in my money box, and then at the end, at morning tea time, come and see me, and if it's all right with your mum and dad, you can have one. If it's okay with your mum and dad, you've got to ask them, all right? So, does everyone understand what they've got to do? Find the coin, bring it to me, put it in the money box, and we'll count it off, okay? So, can we get the curtains open and the lights on? Here it comes. Can I bring it over? Well done! We got all 50. I'm really glad I counted those correctly because for a minute there I was looking too, but I actually put 50 out there. That's good. Yeah, you can go back to your seats. Well done. So it's kind of good, isn't it, when you know the valuable stuff's there. It's kind of good because you know what you're looking for and you know you're guaranteed to find it. And these guys did an awesome job. So thanks for that, guys. And it's interesting. So when you know there's something precious, you will go and look for it. You will go to great lengths to try and find it. Now, what has all of this got to do with Jesus and his death on the cross? Good question. And I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But before we do, we're going to sing. So I'll get the music team to come up. We're going to sing a song. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to explain what all of this has to do with Jesus and his death on the cross for us. Okay, so before that song, we were thinking about how people will work really hard to find valuable things if they know that they're out there to be found. Okay, and we tested that out, didn't they? We saw that with the kids. They did an awesome job of finding all of those coins because they knew they were there. They just knew they had to work hard to find them, and they did. And that was pretty awesome to watch. But the question is, what's all that got to do with the Lord's Supper? What's all this got to do with Jesus and his death on the cross? Well, the thing about the Lord's Supper is that it shows us that God has actually gone to great lengths to find valuable stuff himself. Yeah? The cross shows us that God has worked really, really, really hard to find valuable things. But the question is, what is the valuable things? Like, do you think he was looking for gold? Who thinks the gold's the really valuable stuff? Anyone? No one? What about, like, diamonds? Diamonds are worth a lot of money. Do you think he was looking for diamonds? No, you guys are all a bit too sharp, aren't you? No, the really valuable thing that he was looking for was you. Yeah, you are the really, really valuable thing for God. Yeah, you are the thing that God went to great lengths to find. You see, God sees you, everyone in this building, as being very, very precious. And you can see this right at the start of the Bible, right when he made people. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it says that he made us in his image. Now, that makes us different from every single other thing in this world. Yeah, nothing else is made in God's image like we are, which means you're very, very special. But you know what? I think the thing that shows you that how valuable you are in God's eyes, that shows you this the most, is actually the lengths that God went to find you. And I think you can read about that in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And I'd like to read it out to you. You can read along on the screen. It says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Yeah, now, you can see how much something is worth to somebody by what they're willing to pay for it, can't you? Yeah. If someone's willing to pay a lot of money for something, then you know that that something must be very important to them. If someone's willing to spend a lot of time doing something, then you know that that something must be very important for them. If someone's willing to work really, really hard and give up lots of other things for something, you know that that something must be super important to them. Well, look how important you are to God. Because God thinks you're so valuable that he was willing to sacrifice his son for you to find you. Yeah, see, when you take the Lord's Supper and you think about the bread, which reminds us of Jesus' body, and the juice, which makes us think about Jesus' blood, one of the things you should be thinking is, as you eat that and as you drink that, you should be going, wow, I matter so much to God, because look at what he gave for me. Look at what he was willing to do to find me. He must think I am so, so valuable, because just look at the great lengths he went to in order to find me. Yeah? So when you take the Lord's Supper, I reckon that's one of the first things you should be thinking. It's amazing. But there is another step to this too, because Jesus tells us that while there's lots of valuable stuff sitting in here right now, you're all the valuable stuff, there's lots of valuable stuff in this building right now, Jesus actually says there's lots more valuable stuff out there. Yeah. Jesus says there's heaps of valuable stuff out there that just needs to be found. It's out there. It's a bit like I said, you know, the coins are up there, you just got to find them. Well, Jesus is saying, you know, there's a whole heap of valuable stuff. It's out there. Go look for it. Let's just look at John chapter 10 together. This is where Jesus says this. He says, "I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." Okay. Now, what Jesus is talking about here is that he has a whole heap of his precious, valuable people all out there, all over the world. They're not just the Jewish people that Jesus was speaking to back in the time of John 10. And it's not just the people that are sitting in here now. It's people all over the world, all out there, a whole heap of precious sheep that are just waiting to be found. Yeah? And they're in your schools, and they're in your workplaces, and they're in your neighbourhoods, and they're in your families, and they're in your friendship groups, all out there. And when they hear the call of Jesus as you share the gospel, they will come in. And I think that's why at the end of Matthew's gospel, he gives us this great commission. Yeah, he tells his followers, I want you to be involved in this job. I want you to help bring in my sheep. He says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Pretty exciting, isn't it? Jesus has told us that his people are out there just waiting to hear him call to them through the gospel. All we need to do is go and search for them. Yeah. It's like we're the miners, the gold miners, or we're like the kids on the stage. We know that the people are out there. We know his sheep are out there. We know he wants to bring them in. And that means we can search with great confidence. Yeah. And that's why we do the mission stuff we do. That's why one of our core values is mission. It's why we want to grow in that. It's why we've got our 3-2-1 vision. It's why we want to get better at reaching into the schools and the local community, because we know that Jesus' precious people are out there and they're waiting to be called in. So as we take the Lord's Supper today, let's think about that too. Yeah. Let's think about how much we matter to God. But let's also think about all those people out there that matter to God as well, and who Jesus died for and who he wants to call in. So I'm going to lead us in a prayer, then we're going to sing, and then we're going to take the Lord's Supper together, and I want us to think about those things as we do it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you see us as your valuable treasures. Now that's a really hard thing for us to understand. It's hard for us to believe that you think of us as being so precious, because we're so aware of our failings and our brokenness and our sin. We know that we do the wrong things. We know that we say the wrong things. Well, we even think the wrong things. And we hurt others. We hurt ourselves. We hurt this beautiful planet that you've made. We know we don't deserve your love. But you love us and you treasure us. And you sent your son to die for us, that we could be forgiven. And we thank you so much for Jesus and his body and blood given on the cross for us. And we pray that as we take the Lord's Supper today and reflect on Jesus' blood and body given on the cross, please would you help us to remember and believe in how much you love us, because the cross is proof of that. But Father, please would you also spur us on to look outward. Your sheep are out there. We know they are. And what's more, we know that you love them and that they are precious and valuable too, and that you desperately want them to come to you. So please, Father, as we take the Lord's Supper together today, would you awaken in us a great passion for the lost. Fill us with a desire to get out there and search for them. May that mission value just be so strong. May it be a real beating heart of your church here at Summerlees. And we ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.